It's with great pleasure that I welcome to FreddieP.ca an old friend of mine, an old co-worker, an old colleague, Peter Griffin.
Easy on the old.
That's true. Now, Peter, you're in Ottawa. Why are you in Ottawa?
I don't know. I was here in the 60s at one time when CJOH TV went on the air, and I started with them in sort of an obscure TV career. And a lot of friends that I met in Ottawa, and then years later, when I was on the outskirts of Ottawa, back in the, let's see, it would be the 90s, decided to move closer. And I was going to come back to Toronto, but I decided, what the heck, I think I'll stick around Ottawa. I don't mind the town at all.
So obviously you're retired now.
Yeah.
And what was your last job?
The last job was in Smith Falls, doing a morning show. It was kind of an obscure ending to a career, because I worked for a radio station that within the space of a little more than a year changed its call letters three times and changed its format three times and still couldn't figure out why they couldn't build an audience. There was a new takeover. Roger took over the station and let nearly everybody go, so that was the end of that.
So in between Smith Falls and your very first job, and your very first job was where?
CFOR Orillia, 250 watts.
Okay, so it started in Orillia, it ended in Ottawa, and in between how many stations and how many cities?
You got a computer there handy? I don't know how many. Over 20. You want me to name the town?
Oh, no, you don't. I just remember you telling me once that you had worked, at one point you had worked in about half a dozen cities in less than 5 years or something. Or?
Oh, yeah. Well, those were the days, Freddie, when for $50 extra in your paycheck, you'd move 100 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was very nomadic and I did a lot of traveling early.
So let's talk about the Toronto days. So you end up at Chum. You were never on Chum AM, were you?
No.
You ended up at Chum FM.
FM, yeah. The FM station at that time, before they went on the air, were going on as a classical or fine art station. And at that time, they played mostly classical, but a lot of folk. Bob Dylan was starting about that time, and played a bit of jazz. So it was kind of an eclectic mix, but more on the classical side. How I got that job, I have no idea.
Well, how did you get that job?
I just heard they were hiring, and they hired me.
Wow. And at that point, you were coming from where?
From Chum FM, I'm just trying to think. Ottawa. I think I'd moved from Ottawa to Toronto.
So then you were part of Chum FM when they went to what? What would you call it? Album rock, or?
Well, actually, they called it underground rock.
Yeah.
How accurate that was, I'm not sure. But we did play a mixture of all kinds of stuff. And it was kind of fun, because when they brought in all the records, they just dumped them in the control room in big stacks. There weren't even wall racks for them. So everybody was just going through records. No format. And the repetition factor wasn't too big, you know. In spite of the fact that some of us like certain tracks on certain albums, but there was really no conflict there. The conflict came later when the consultants came in and started programming us.
No, exactly.
And, you know, said, well, what's your format? Well, our format is no format.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't understand that. We'll have to have a meeting.
Always meetings, eh, Pete?
Yes.
So then it became that type of a station, and you became the morning man, and how long was it before Geets Romo became part of the scene?
Shortly after I started the morning show, he came in, and as you know, Geets was an engineer. I don't drive the train.
Well, that's right. I'm an engineer, but I don't drive a train, right?
Yes. And he just pulled the board. The board was a massive board in the control room, and it was on a hinge, and he had to do some work, and I'm working here, I'm on the air, and he just lifted the whole thing up and started to do some wiring and soldering underneath the board while I was working. So I figured, well, if he's going to do that, I'll chat him up and see what happens.
And that started Pete and Geets.
That's right.
And how soon after that first incident was Pete and Geets born? Like the moniker and the show, and he became part of it.
Well, he came in, he started to do traffic next.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came in and I threw a couple of ideas for characters for him, and he just picked out one of them. And, you know, I'd say in about 6 months, and we were Pete and Geets.
Wow. And then he left, went to Q107.
That's right.
You were alone at Chum FM.
That's right. And
and then you got a phone call.
Got a phone call from David Marsden, who had also worked at Chum at that time for a while, and he was involved with CFNY, and he said, would you and Geets like to come out here? And I said, sure.
Did that take a lot of thinking? Because even at the time, Chum FM, I guess, was, you know, somewhat entrenched in the market, and CFNY was this, I mean, that's before we even got on the CN Tower.
Right, but I was listening to CFNY while I was working at Chum FM, and mm-hmm. I liked what they were doing, and they were pretty free form, and that appealed to me. So.
Well, it was what Chum was before the consultants came in.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's when the consultants came in, we went into album rock and a few variations on that. And a few more restrictions, too.
So then you spent 7 years at CFNY, and of course, that's when I was involved. Would those have been the best 7 years of your career?
Well, they were certainly the most fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got great memories of... I don't miss radio, but I miss a lot of the activities and the people that I worked with.
Well, you don't miss radio?
Well, I turn it on and I don't hear anything.
Oh, that's what I was going to touch on mm-hmm. with you. Like, I mean, at CFNY, people have to appreciate that we never had meetings, did we? And like, you and Geets never had meetings with Marsden about the show, really, did you?
No, not really. I always admired Marsden because, you know, I'd bounce an idea off him, and he'd say, oh, that sounds good, but don't worry if it doesn't work. If it doesn't work, we'll drop it, and we'll try something else.
No, I know. So refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I liked about Marsden.
Yeah.
So you turn on the radio now, and you don't hear anything. What do you mean, Pete?
Well, I don't hear... I hear music.
Mm-hmm.
But
you don't hear people.
I don't hear people. And, you know, I enjoy music. I listen to... there's a station out of Gatineau that has the craziest mix of music I've ever heard in my life.
Right.
They play everything, literally everything. Problem is, they don't tell you what they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing. They play rock, they play jazz, they play soundtracks from films, they play opera, they play a bit of classical, they play a bit of folk, and it seems to work, and they seem to have attracted quite a unique audience.
So those CFNY days, again, that's why I look back on them, and I'm so appreciative, because, like, you guys were never told how many songs you had to play in an hour, really.
Really, really.
And some days... You played a lot, and some days you didn't.
Another thing I liked about it was the involvement with the listeners.
Yeah.
We were personally involved with the listeners. A lot of the outside station events that, we presented, in one case, remember we had a contest where we take the morning show to somebody's home.
Right.
And do the broadcast right from the person, whoever wrote the most interesting letter. And we did... three or four of those, and I can recall one where when we arrived there, the listeners had gone to all the trouble of putting a hot tub in the dining room.
Oh, right, right.
And, you know, at 7 o'clock in the morning...
Mm-hmm. Did you get in the hot tub?
No, I don't think so. But I remember all the events we had with the NY Wankies when we used to...
Oh, the baseball team was fabulous.
Team.
Well, that's what you mean when you say you don't miss radio, but you miss the people, because we did have a lot of fun, didn't we?
We sure did. I enjoyed every minute of it. Radio, it's totally run by consultants now. Playlists.
Well, I can attest to that, Peter.
Yeah.
That's why I'm sitting in Brampton right now talking to you on the phone.
I get up on the CFNY website every once in a while just to check in and see what's going on up there.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings back a lot of memories, you know.
Well, remember we did the remotes. We did that remote from the... Rogers cable television from the parking lot that day.
Oh, yes. Interviewed the mayor, Hazel McCallion.
Yes, when she had just become mayor.
That's right.
And now she's pushing 30 years.
No, she's incredible. She really is.
And the day,
one of the best mayors in Canada.
Yeah, and the day you guys sent me over to the carnival across the street.
Yes. And you went, ran around knocking on circus doors.
Yeah, the Conklin boys. They were all asleep in the trailers, and you guys sent me over because the studios were right across the street. Yeah, that was a fun time.
And those and your remarks about these circus people are coming here to take our women and children away.
That's right. And then, of course, we had several trips. We, you know, those baseball trips to various cities and a lot of fun. Whitewater rafting.
Oh, yes, the whitewater rafting. That wasn't far from Ottawa when we came up here.
That night, somebody threw a beer bottle and hit me in the head.
Yes, absolutely crazy.
Anything else off the top of your head you remember from those days? I remember you a couple of times not happy with chairs you were sitting in and throwing them down the, opening the studio door and throwing them out into the hall.
I don't know. That's plagued me through my whole career, Fred, are squeaky chairs. And every time you turned the microphone on and moved, even to reach a turntable, the chair would squeak. And I'd always find out that the people who ordered the chairs were in the accounting department. And I said, you know, listen, I'll come in here and look after accounting, and you go in and sit on that squeaky chair and do a program.
I remember that. Yeah, you always had a great way of sort of putting things into perspective.
Yeah. No, those were great days at CFNY, and, you know, I enjoyed every minute of it.
Do you think there's any hope for the future of radio? Do you think, Pete, with iPods and computers and people getting their music that way, that personality will come back to radio?
I don't know. It seems to be all up on the web now.
Yeah.
On blog sites.
Yes.
I mean, it's incredible stuff up there, but I don't hear it on radio at all.
Again, people that worked at CFNY, and even when I worked at The Edge, I got to say, when Howard and I did the Humble and Fred show, They let us pretty well go. You know, we didn't have to deal with what a lot of people in radio have to deal with nowadays.
That may be because some of the consultants don't know how to deal with you. You know, what are these guys doing?
Yeah.
They're not doing the kind of radio that I know, you know. So they get a little confused.
What about Geets? Do you ever speak to Geets?
I haven't talked to Geets for quite a while. The last time I saw him was at the reunion that we had at the government, which I thought was a hoot.
Oh, it was a great night.
Yeah.
It was fabulous.
Hope they do something like that again, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe in the next few years, although apparently, from what I understand, those who arranged it took a little bit of a shit kicking money-wise, so it might be a while. Maybe you and I'll have to hold the thing.
Yeah, or we'll charge admission.
Yeah, we'll charge admission or we'll have it in a park somewhere.
Right.
The only thing I'm disappointed about, Peter, I found out that you've turned into an Ottawa Senators fan.
Oh, dear. Since day one. And don't forget, I used to be a Leaf fan going way back.
No, I know.
But they're making some changes there, aren't they?
Yeah, apparently. We'll see.
Do you think it's too late?
Probably.
Well, the Senators right now are a little vulnerable. I think they'll make the playoffs, but they better start winning again.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do with your days nowadays?
Well, I'm still renovating constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always doing that. When we looked at a house in Ottawa, I was really impressed with the garden, and it needed a lot of maintenance, but I said to my wife, you mean there's a house that goes with this garden? And so she said, yes, but the kitchen's too small. Can you expand it? So I expanded the kitchen and been working on the garden ever since. I never thought I'd get around to gardening, but I got involved in a talk show that I was co-host with a gardening specialist who taught me a lot of tricks and so forth. And so here I am planting stuff.
Well, good for you. And Peter, I guess I really, on behalf of all old-time Chum FM and CFNY listeners, I guess I'd like to thank you for being part of FreddieP.ca and allowing all the listeners to my website to catch up with you.
Fred, it's been a joy to talk to you again, and a big hello to all those listeners, and particularly the loyal ones who are still up there on the on the net wondering what happened.
Well, now they know to some extent.
Okay.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you, Freddie.